morning. Today is Thursday, August the 20th, 241st day of the new year. Joining us this morning is Fred Van Fleck from Eureka City Schools and from the Humboldt County Fair.
Well, yes.
I mean, this tie thing is kind of a little bit of a misnomer. When do you guys hit the barns down there?
We don't hit the barns till next Tuesday because junior show starts next week.
Ah, so you'll have a couple of days to wear the tie and be nice.
Yes, yes, but tie season has officially started for me.
I would imagine so. I would imagine so. Before we get too deep into that, we'll see if we can find a golf quote. The PGA was last week. I kind of blew it and didn't do anything on that.
Just make sure it's not subpar.
All right, smart guy. I don't know who Percy Boomer is. Sounds like a golf pro. Quote, if you wish to hide your character, don't play golf.
I don't play golf.
Yeah. Good. You're safe. So here we are, how many days from the opening bell?
1 week from Monday, we open up the 31st.
Okay. I would think that supplies are arriving.
They are.
Classrooms are being sparkled up. The buildings are being done. Lawns are, I guess being mowed if they're growing at all.
Or dusted.
Yeah. Hey, do you know why Humboldt State's lawns are all green?
I do not.
Have you had others make comment to that effect?
No, not too much. No. We actually have some green lawns at some of our schools, too, and we've had some comments about that. And
under trees kind of thing?
No, sports fields. So.
Oh, is that an exception?
No, it's not. We have to still follow the rules of when you can water, and it depends on where the school is at because the county is 2 days and the city is 3 days a week, and we're certainly following those rules, but we actually had an interesting conversation with our board about that, and it's a safety factor for the athletic fields.
Bounce, bounce, bounce.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Yeah. There's a fair amount of concern these days about that kind of thing, isn't there? About the more than what it has been historically with kids' health?
There is. Definitely. And actually, there's a lot of research out there about the synthetic fields right now and the long-term health effects with the ground-up rubber tires that are on the synthetic fields and what's happening.
It's like the one at Humboldt where you hit and you see a plume of black
rubber.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it kind of looks, first time I saw it, what's wrong here?
Yes, or if it's a baseball field, the ball just goes and goes and goes.
Yeah, yeah. Leaving a bird trail behind it.
Yes, you don't want to be an outfielder and let that ball get by you.
Yeah, no kidding.
A single tinge to a triple real quickly.
So those aren't quite the panacea as they were initially presented as?
Well, they're great fields, but soccer has been where the research has really been at in the goals as far as students getting long-term health effects from it.
We'll find out what that means when we come back. It's 8:19.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:23. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Fred Van Fleck from Eureka City Schools. Fred, before the break, we were talking a little bit about safety in the athletics arena. Certainly there's safety in the classroom that is a concern also, but in the field of competition, there you'd indicated that there was some new studies that were coming out that are kind of getting some attention and causing some folks to take a little bit of a pause.
Correct. That's on the synthetic fields. And we actually in Eureka City Schools right now don't have any synthetic fields. The synthetic field that pops to my mind in the area right now is Humboldt State University. As far as Eureka City Schools go, we're all turf fields right now, which has its own unique set of issues when it actually does rain around here. But in the summertime like this, especially when it's really dry, it requires a lot of water. And that's one of the things that we have to stick within the mandates on and make sure we're watering during the correct days of the week. But at the same time, make sure that the fields have some sort of cushion, especially for some of the contact type sports.
Yeah, one thing you want to be playing on cement.
Correct.
Yeah, do it on J Street and not worry about it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, we have that nice field right there in front of the gym.
Right, yeah. So as school is gearing up and you're preparing for certainly the football season coming up, are you throwing as much water down? Are you going to wait until the last minute and then give it whatever the minimum is so that the grass is there and just then manage the field a little bit differently this year?
Well, grass is one of those things you have to keep on top of. So we kept with the water over the summer. But programs like the football program are pretty much a year-round program anymore as far as going over the summer. Although they don't start with pads and that sort of thing. Practice for football started several weeks ago as they were gearing up for the summer camp. But it's interesting how rules have changed on that as well. Double days are a thing of the past. And how many hours a week they can practice is strictly regulated. They go in for concussion pre-testing now, so if anyone bumps their head a little bit hard, they have to go in and get retested off of that baseline for concussion testing to make sure that they do not have a concussion. And if they do, they have to sit until they can pass that concussion test.
What about with the gear? I mean, we hear an awful lot about new advances in this and that. You know, most of it's, I think, being driven by Under Armour or whatever the t-shirts are now that the kids are wearing that wicks away the moisture, but there's certainly a lot of different changes in the technology end of sports also.
It certainly has changed, but it is yet to make it to the point where we're not dealing with concussions. I mean, even look at the NFL, who has a basically sky's the limit budget on what their equipment looks like. The technology is just not there to eliminate the head injuries at this point. So there still remains that opportunity for that to happen. But the equipment is certainly different than the leather helmets you used to wear.
Yeah.
So I couldn't resist that.
Yeah, they got a little metal on them now, too.
But it's even different than the helmets I wore when I was playing football. It's just they've certainly progressed. And pads, shoulder pads, the girdles the kids wear are totally different now. Just different technology. It's better.
As you look at athletics as a budget item, I mean, you can't look at them as a coach. Are you spending enough money? Are you spending too much money?
Well, I would say we're spending just the right amount of money.
Yeah, within a buck or two, right? Yeah.
So what we do is helmets have to be recertified every year, and they go through and get a special safety check, and anything that's wrong with them gets repaired. And then the pads are looked at and made sure that they're in good shape, and we make sure that everything is safe and ready for the students to use in the upcoming year.
What about the facilities? I mean, you're talking about the football field, but you got volleyball that's starting up now also.
Soccer as well. Cross country.
Well, okay. Cross country, I remember. I still haven't figured out soccer, where it is. Yeah. It goes back to leather helmets, I think. As you're looking at the fall sports, are the facilities where you would like them to be?
We could always improve on our facilities, especially when you start thinking about the sports that are happening inside the gym. That's one of the big conversations that's coming up as part of Major S. What are we going to do with the gym? Are we going to modernize our old gym, or are we going to build a new gym? And that's a question that I think will be answered this winter. Our board will be answering that question, and we welcome the community input on that because, hey, the board's philosophy is it's the taxpayers' dollars that are paying for whatever it is we're going to do, so we want to do what the taxpayers want.
You sure?
On which point?
Well, I'm thinking it's not vested interest, certainly. but it does change. You know, if you've got a kid that's playing sport X, your perspective is going to be warped. I think everybody agrees to that. And then when the kids are no longer playing X, okay, your priorities change. Maybe it shifts to the library instead of the soccer field, mm-hmm. as an example. So how do you make the allowances for the passionate parent and at the same time somebody who steps back and is able to embrace the overall picture?
So the bridge that's already been crossed is we created a promise list of which projects we would complete as part of Measure S. So the bridge has been crossed that the gym is one of the projects that will be completed. The bridge that has not been crossed yet is whether it'll be a new gym or a modernized gym. And then there's another piece to it that's really important for the community to remember out there too. The gym isn't just for sports. The gym is used six periods of the day for PE as well. It's part of our curriculum.
It's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back to talk shop this morning with Fred Van Fleck from Eureka City Schools. Fred, a lot of stuff we've talked about in the preparation side of things here is on the academic field. What about inside the classroom? Is there anything that's new and exciting other than new year, new teachers, new attitude? You know, I mean, the same old shuck and jive. I mean, is there anything that is inside the buildings?
Well, the face of education, I'll talk a little bit about curriculum and accountability. The face of education in California is completely changing. As a matter of fact, we just had our administrative retreat. In our retreat, we go to a church in Bayside for the day, the Lutheran church. We take all the administrators out there, so it's not like a real go someplace. But anyways, we talked
No palm trees are associated with this retreat?
No, yeah, okay. No, nothing like that. Nothing exciting like
Maybe
that.
Maybe a couple blackberry vines, huh?
Actually, there are some wild rose bushes in the back.
I see. There you go. A little Humboldt County passion, yeah.
So anyways, the new accountability is really moving away from the tested, what were formerly known as the CSTs or the California Standards Tests, and then we used to have API. That's all gone. It is no longer. The California High School Exit Exam is no longer. It's gone. And so what the new accountability is we're moving to what's called the CASP, and that's a new online testing that tests grades 3 through 8 in grade 11, so no longer are freshmen and sophomores tested in high school. The accountability of the testing is not the same as what it once was, so this whole era of high-stakes testing is really going by the wayside.
Now, does that take the schools off the hook for producing kids that can function in society?
It is shifting the focus to the new California state standards, which were heard before is Common Core standards, you know, so but they don't even call them Common Core standards. They call them the new California standards. And then the focus is shifting to that, and even more so, the new piece that Governor Brown put in, which is the Local Control and Accountability Plan, or LCAP, and really holding communities responsible for what they put in their LCAP plan. And so the era of accountability now will not be so much on testing as it will be on learning and what the schools are doing. It's just going to be different. And it's interesting how the pendulum swings in education because the CSTs, that testing phase really started in the early 2000s and lasted about 12, 13 years. We have this new LCAP piece coming in, and we'll see how long that lasts as well. It's very cyclical in education, but we've really gone back to this whole idea of learning in the classroom without the high stakes testing to go with it.
Well, I think the standard everybody's looking for is, can the kids come out and function in society, whether they can function and balance a checkbook? And I know that's something that's also going by the wayside.
What's a checkbook?
Yeah, I know.
I think I write one check a year or something like that.
Yeah. Well, we can make it two for you if you want. But you know, function, you know, fill out a tax return or know what a tax return is even, or how government functions, and some of these real basic things that I think the frustration was when, well, and you probably dealt with the brunt of it as a younger teacher. We got these kids coming out and they've got the equivalent of a second grade education from 50 years ago. They don't know how. They're basically non-functioning products as they come off the assembly line.
And I think the shift in focus with that has really been back towards a career and technical education and really focusing on some of these students rather than just being, if you would have asked me 10 years ago, what are we doing? We're focusing on making students college ready. And that's really shifted to career or college ready. And the idea, and career ready out of high school doesn't mean you go into a career out of high school. It means that you go on to some sort of post-secondary training, whether that's you go to work for the local dealership, car dealership, and you have on-the-job training and they send you away to schools, or if it's you go into the military, or if it's you go to CR and take a couple CTE classes, or it's you go on to a UC or CSU. That's what we want to prepare students for. And what we're doing with that, for instance, this year will be the first year at Eureka High School we have true dual enrollment classes, and that's going to be happening in cabinetry, welding, and accounting. And we're starting that partnership with College of the Redwoods. When they are enrolled in one of our classes, they're also enrolled in a College of the Redwoods class. And so here's the big piece that goes with that. Take ag welding, for instance. If you're enrolled in ag welding, you're enrolled in the college welding class. And here we go with a career and technical education class, but it's going to be graded on a 5.0 scale, just like an AP class, as opposed to the 4.0 scale, because it is a college level class. And any college level class you bring in, you get that beefed up grade.
So you get the recognition of the enhanced standards.
That's accurate. And we want to create a certificate path for students when they get out of high school to get a College of the Redwoods and Eureka High School certificate. For whichever CTE field they're in, and then create a secondary, second level certificate program, if you will, by moving down to College of the Redwoods and completing the program.
Does any of this, Fred, address or deal with the high percentage of kids graduating, even as honors, having to take what we used to call bonehead English and bonehead math, the remedial things to bring them up to speed at a college level, that everybody kind of presumed that that's what they were further along than when they graduated out of the high school?
It does. And that where that's really going to take place is next year, because we're going to move. This year we're focusing on career and technical education, and we plan to build upon that next year and bring our AP classes into the fold. So, for instance, right now we have AP English classes. And those AP English classes will be double enrolled in their junior and senior year with College of the Redwoods into those entry-level, transferable English classes on grade level.
KINS, News and Information Times, 842.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:47. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon. Ah, crud. Hi, Damien. Yeah, I almost made it through.
And it's even gloomy outside, and you still said
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I was looking at Damien and seeing the clock over the wall, and I screwed up. Oh, well. We're back this morning with Fred Van Fleck. Fred, with schools opening up, I know that Adam Yeager with CHP is expressed concerns in some of the areas that are in the county. for speed, travel, safety, all that kind of stuff around schools. Either the kids getting to school or the kids in front of the school. You guys have spent a ton of money at Washington, at Grant, at some of the other schools in the Eureka area, trying to make it a safer exchange for the kids. Is that been taken care of, or is this still something that is of concern?
It will always be of concern. And since I've been in the district here, luckily the number of accidents in front of schools has been fairly minimal. Starting my fourth year back here in Eureka, and we've had one accident, and that was at Washington. It was, believe it or not, I believe it was a fifth grader, and it was about 2 years ago, running for the ice cream truck. And when they were running,
what a more laudable goal, huh, than the ice cream truck,
right by the zoo, and got hit by a car. So luckily,
kid okay.
Kid was okay.
Okay.
So went okay. She got shaken up and was taken to the hospital, and she was fine. But one of the things that the supervisors have done here recently is they've, in the county areas, adopted a new speed limit of 15 miles per hour in front of the schools.
Oh, not 25s?
Not 25s. It's going to 15. So they'll be posted here real soon. So next time you're late on your way to the studio here, be careful crossing in front of Lafayette Elementary School because it will be 15 miles per hour.
15 during school hours, 15 all the time.
When children are present.
Well, they, you know, somebody could be playing in the playground on a Sunday.
I'll let you address that with the sheriff.
Okay. Well, I go putzing along because I figure, you know, if I go slow enough, nobody cares.
Yeah. I think the signs will be posted 15 miles per hour when children are present. And my recollection,
I would think
of
H and I are going to be your biggest challenge, and F are going to be your biggest challenges.
Yep. I, where it turns into Campton, there's been a lot of
misunderstanding.
People take out our fence. Misunderstanding of where the fence line is, yes.
Tried to resurvey it with their front bumper, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Well, you know, what is it, an extra 2 minutes, maybe?
But the interesting thing is that's a county ordinance, not a city ordinance. So I don't believe the speed limits within the city of Eureka will change. I think it's just out in the county schools right now.
Regardless, pay attention.
That is absolutely true. 25 miles per hour is still speed which you can stop if you're paying attention.
Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
Join us tomorrow morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Have someone else see you then.